For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com, the hot air balloon of life. Pema Chodron says, the key to staying happy is really very simple. Begin by understanding your inner energies. If you look inside, you'll see that when you're happy, your heart feels open and the energy rushes up inside of you. When you aren't happy, your heart feels closed and no energy comes up inside. So to stay happy, just don't close your heart. A lot easier said than done. And let's compare what she said to a hot air balloon. The balloon of the hot air balloon is filled with heated air. That's our inner energy. And that's what makes it buoyant. The mouth of the balloon, the heart, is open so that the hot air can flow in. Before flight, the hot air balloon is held down by tethers. Those are our beliefs that limit us. In life, the hot air making us buoyant is kindness and joy. We need to continually feed our supply of kindness and joy to be buoyant. It's why the practice of awe or wow or gratitude is so very important. But to feed our supply, we need to open our hearts to let the energy of kindness in. How many times has someone wanted to do something for you and you're like, no, that's okay. You didn't let the energy of kindness come in. So even when our hearts are open, we can't soar unless we let go of the tethers that hold us down. So our hot air balloon can be filled with joy and kindness, but we have tethers holding us down so we can't soar. And we're often unconscious of those tethers holding us down. We don't even realize that we're hanging on to them. Sometimes they even keep us from being able to let in the kindness and joy of life because we're holding on to them so strongly. The great American philosopher Henry David Thoreau has a name for this state. He called it slumbering through life. I can think of many days where I've slumbered through life. And at the end of the day, it's like, what did I even do today? As he saw it, we get so caught up in the shams and delusions of the mind that we miss reality. What's happening now and here? And one of the purposes of meditation is to train our brains to see and accept what's really here so that we don't slumber through life. Keep in mind, our brains are wired to cling to anything pleasant and worry about losing it while sweeping anything unpleasant under the carpet. When we do that, we make our tethers invisible. We can't see them, but they're still holding us down. So our standard strategy for pursuing happiness often backfires on us. We fill the balloon with good things until it almost bursts, but we never fly because we never undo our tethers. If we can learn to be aware of our tethers, we can let them go and we can soar. If we can learn to be aware of our thoughts and feelings without grasping or pushing them away, they can move through us like the clouds moving across a windy sky. Remember, we have 2,000 to 3,000 thoughts per hour, most of which we're unaware. Some of these thoughts are our tethers. The only way we can make our invisible tethers visible is to slow down enough to see them. Meditation is about seeing into this stream of thoughts. When we see the thoughts that are tethers, we become the master, and the tethers lose their power over us. We don't have to hold on to our tethers. We can release them. Even though our tethers are negative and limiting, we hold on to them for two reasons. The first is we're totally unaware of their existence. We don't even know we have a tether holding us down. We brushed it under the carpet. I spent years and years of my life not knowing I had a tether, which was fear of rejection, that kept me from reaching out to friends and family and really connecting with people. So I was totally unaware of it, and it held me down. Every time I went thought to call someone or to make plans with someone, the tether held me back. And it's like, oh, maybe not today, maybe I'll do that tomorrow. We think we brushed it under the carpet and it's gone, but if it's not in our conscious mind, it's not necessarily gone. It was still there holding me down all those years, and I didn't even see it. The second is we're comfortable with the familiarity of our tethers. Another tether I had was being a do-it-all. And I was very comfortable being a do-it-all because it brought me accolades sometimes. Other times it brought me resentment for feeling like I was taken advantage of. But I would rather hang on to my tether than risk hiding in a hot air balloon. We know what's going to happen when we hang on to that tether. We don't know for sure what's going to happen when we let go of it. So what are the tethers that won't let us live our lives? What tethers are you so afraid of that you hang on to them instead of enjoying life? What are you so busy hiding, rehashing, or preparing for that you can't be in the present moment? Tethers are core beliefs such as, I'm bad, I'm not good enough. If I show my true self, people won't like me. I'm stupid. I can't get anything right. We have all sorts of tethers. Usually, we're resisting the impact that experience might have if we let it in. We put up our defenses so we don't have to feel something that might be uncomfortable or scary. We try to stop it from passing through our hearts and our minds. Because if we let it affect us, we may need to change our thoughts and our beliefs about ourselves or about those we love. Change is scary, so we hang on to the tether to hang on to what we know. According to Michael Singer, the fact is you're generally using your will to resist one of two things: that which has already happened, or that which hasn't happened yet. You're sitting inside resisting impressions from the past or thoughts about the future. Think of how much energy is wasted resisting what's already happened. Since the event has already passed, you're actually struggling with yourself, not with the event. In addition, contemplate how much energy is wasted resisting what might happen. Since most of the things you think might happen never do, you're just throwing your energy away. This is the human predicament. Events have happened, and we continue to hold their energy inside us by resisting them. Now, when we face today's events, we are neither prepared to receive them nor capable of digesting them. This is because we're still struggling with past energies. Over time, the energies can build up to the point that a person becomes so blocked that they either blow up or shut down. This is what it means to get stressed out or even totally burnt out. Clinging to another person or continually distracting ourselves are also tethers. We think they're going to make us feel safe, but they often don't. That feeling of safety and security you want to feel doesn't come from clinging to someone or constantly distracting yourself. But we keep them hidden and we hold on anyway. It's really hard to make our tethers visible and then to let them go. Acknowledging and soothing the fear is the first step in letting it go. Now, when I think to make plans with someone and I get that resistance, I feel my body tightening, I say it takes courage to connect. And then I try to encourage myself to go ahead and do something that I was afraid of. When we first let things, our tethers go, we're really uncomfortable because we're not doing our habitual thing. Pema Chodron calls this the detox period. You've been doing the same thing over and over to get away from uneasy, uncomfortable feelings. And now you're facing them. When you do something different, you don't know what's going to happen and you don't know if you can handle it. If you look at that scary feeling, will you be able to handle it? It's easy to slip and grab on to that tether. We want to practice taking our hand off it for a minute or two so we can build up our strength. Eventually, then we won't need the tether. When you grab the tether, that's the time to open the mouth of your hot air balloon and fill it with kindness. You need this strength to be open and curious about where this will take you. You may find that by not fueling your discomfort with the story, you no longer need the tether. And when you're not using your energy to hold the tether, you have the energy to experience life. You can open the mouth to the balloon and let the good flow so you can soar. Holding on to your tethers is a habit. And like any other habit, it can be broken. You can train yourself to let go. Start by letting go of the small tethers, the small urges that control your behavior, the need to scratch an itch immediately. See if you can turn toward the itch and just watch it. Sometimes that's very difficult. Sometimes you can only do it for a second or two before you must scratch, which is grabbing onto your tether. Each time you delay your reaction, you're building your muscle. A practice that I encountered with the coronavirus threat was to let go of the urge to touch my face. I read somewhere we touch our face about 90 times an hour. I think I'm on the high end of the average number of times I touch my face. The first step is to recognize the urge to touch your face. Then you realize you have a choice. You can say, I don't have to touch my face. So it might be that your hand is all the way up here, but if you recognize that urge, then you have a choice. And if you don't recognize the urge till your hand is here, you begin again. Sometimes we think, if I don't rub my eye, it's going to get itchier and itchier until I can't stand it. And if you're feeling contracted, that's going to come true. But if you just relax and look at the itch, you might find it goes away by itself. So by starting with little discomforts, you can expand your window of tolerance. The reason we hold on to our tethers is we have very little tolerance for discomfort. By starting with small things, it's easier for you not to react or hold on to the bigger tethers. Keep in mind, there are two ways you can live your life: limiting yourself by holding on to your tethers, or letting them go so you can soar. So I encourage you to practice not scratching itches, or not touching your face, or not doing some little thing that brings you that soothes a discomfort. Or maybe take some time each day to notice whether you feel open or contracted. Just stop throughout the day and notice what your body's feeling like. If you're contracted, you're probably holding a tether to keep you safe from a scary or uncomfortable feeling. See if you can just be with that feeling for a couple of breaths. Don't try to change the feeling or fix anything. Just be with it for a couple of breaths. Refrain from pushing it away, even if just for a moment. Notice what happens when you turn toward it instead of pushing it away. You can resolve to practice this every day so that you can fly and soar with your hot air balloon of life rather than being tethered down by all of your limiting beliefs.